Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens. I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for B2B marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If this, though, is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, welcome back. It's good to have you along again. It's a time of uncertainty. Pandemic and lockdown has been followed by war, rocketing energy prices, market softening. You know, these are tough times for marketers. Here to talk about coping strategies for business marketers is CMO of Applaud, Rachel James. Rachel, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. So before we dive into the tricky problem of marketing during uncertainty, tell us a bit about Applaud.
Yeah, of course. So at Applaud, we are an employee experience platform. So basically what that means is we work with kind of larger enterprise organizations that typically have really complicated HR processes, maybe multiple systems that really want to work with making the lives of their employees as easy as possible. Usually you employ your employees to do a job, not to do HR tasks. So sort of trying to take away as much HR admin for employees as possible, making stuff easy to find, easy to navigate, intuitive, all that good stuff, so they can carry on doing the job that you employed them to do.
Perfect. That sounds like exactly the sort of area where you'll be an expert to be able to talk about how marketers should handle business uncertainty. So I think I've come to the right person. So shouldn't business uncertainty mean that businesses need marketers more than ever? It's surely good times for our profession, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually a really good question, because I think often in times of uncertainty, marketing being a cost center is often one of the first departments to get looked at for cutting exercises. So it can be quite a scary time to be in marketing when everyone's looking to shrink their budgets. But that's when I think it's more important than ever that you've made sure that you are a revenue generator department, and hopefully we've had a couple of buoyant years in the tech sector, so hopefully you've been able to lay the groundwork in that time to prove the results that you can bring in as a marketing department, and you just make sure that you're working really closely with your senior leadership team to ensure there's kind of alignment on objectives and that you're delivering against those.
And maybe you kind of touched there on the kind of importance of showing the commercialism of marketing. Mm-hmm. Maybe that helps kind of address my next question, which is, you know, how do marketers need to act differently during these times of uncertainty?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. And I think there's lots of different opinions about this. I think that a knee-jerk reaction can be, for example, I'm going to turn off all my brand awareness spend and I'm going to put all of my budget into generating leads and opportunities and really, really focus on the bottom of funnel. I personally think that's a little bit short-sighted, because I think if you're not doing all of your brand work, if you're not working on filling up the funnel, then ultimately you're not going to start to see that really nice revenue coming through at the bottom of funnel. I think that you can get a lot of pressure from the business to just shortcut straight to that. Well, we just want people that are in a buying cycle. We just want people that are ready to buy now. And I think that's when you've got to be really sure and really confident in your strategy that you know, we can't just make those shortcuts and make sure that you've got your metrics in place and that you can tie those really important links from your brand awareness work, from your top of funnel work, that you're really making sure that you can make those links back to the closed revenue and the pipeline that you've generated, that they aren't, you know, that they aren't kind of siloed. They're actually inextricably connected. So you can't really do one without the other.
There's a lot in what you've said there. So if I'm a business marketer, help me, where should I focus first?
So I think there's that famous quote, right? That's something like 95%, if you're a B2B marketer, 95% of your market aren't ready to buy at any given time. And I can't really remember exactly who said that or where that came from, but it's something I see floating around all the time. And I think at this particular moment, it's probably closer to 98 or 99% of your market that aren't ready to buy. So for me, I think it's about making sure that you're laying the groundwork now so that when they are in a buying cycle, that you're going to be top of mind. So I think that does mean keeping on with your brand work, making sure you're having those conversations with your senior leadership team and with your commercial team so they understand and buy into your strategy. But you're supporting that with evidence. You're sort of saying, this is why we need to be doing this, and this is where I think we should be spending the money. But if you have had lead generation campaigns in the past that have worked really well for you, that have generated revenue, that you might look at kind of shifting some of the spend. You maybe want to double down on some of that activity that's worked for you in the past. So I think it's really about having those open channels of communication, and making sure that you've got a clear-cut strategy and that you've got the buy-in from the people that matter.
Okay. What do as Applaud is a marketing agency. So what do uncertain times mean for the agencies that support client-side marketers? You're probably in a really good place to help us with that.
So we're not an agency, we're a SaaS platform. So we are the client, I suppose, of an agency.
I stand humbly correct.
No, it's fine. Yeah, we're client marketers. So we're really on the front, we're on the front end. So we are, answering to our senior leadership team. And we are kind of working with them all the time. So it means that our marketing goals are really closely tied to our business goals. But actually, in terms of kind of where we've dialed down spend, like agencies would be one of those areas where we thought, what can we do in-house that maybe typically we would rely on an agency for? Are there things that we can pick up internally?
And so putting myself then in the shoes of the agency, is it kind of following your kind of previous advice then of, okay, maybe there's less demand for your services in the market now, but you've got to get yourself into place for when times come right again.
It could be. And I mean, I think, different industries have different times when they're doing really well and times when the industry's sort of on the back foot a little bit. And I think generally in the tech industry at the moment, everyone's sort of tightening their belts. And so, I'm sure agencies have other industries that are thriving right now that might be a better play for them. But I would say that we've kept in really close contact with all the agencies that we work with, and we've continued those relationships. And so when we are ready to dial up the spend again, when we want to do those kind of bigger campaigns again, they've done a really good job at maintaining those relationships, and we'll definitely make sure that we're there and we're picking up the phone to them. And just right now, we're trying to do kind of a batten down the hatches approach and market in that way.
Yeah, there is kind of an argument that I've seen increasingly that yes, okay, these are uncertain times, but that's actually the new normal. Where don't expect times of certainty anymore. Does marketing kind of need to take notice of that? You've kind of referenced, hold out for the good times, but what if these are the business as usual times now?
Well, I think that's a really good point. I mean, I think one thing that we chose to do, but we were also probably our hand was forced a little bit, was, we had to really look at our messaging. We had to really look at our market positioning. And kind of in the wake of COVID, there was like a wave that we were riding, and we were really capitalizing on the momentum, especially around employee experience technology. People were really investing in that area, and what we had to do was just make sure that as a small brand, we were sort of front of mind for them. I feel like now, the market's demanding so much more than that. our positioning has to be watertight, that we're saying to our clients, this is how we're going to save you money. This is how we're going to deliver ROI to you. This is the value that you're going to get from our product. And I think in times of uncertainty, where people are being more cautious around their spending, you know, that's something that you have to do. You have to make sure that your value and your positioning is as strong as it possibly can be. And you're right, we might be in these uncertain times for a really long time, forever. Who knows? But that's never going to be a bad exercise, is really drilling into what is the value that we're providing for our customers, and what's a tangible figure that we can attach to that. So it's more than just these kind of fluffy words that we're like putting on a nice poster. We're actually putting a dollar sign on that, and we're saying, like, you invest with us, this is what you'll get back, and standing behind that.
So it's kind of good marketing, kind of whatever the conditions.
Yeah, and I think it's forcing us to be better, like to be better marketers. You can't, you know, like, gone are the days where you could just kind of relax and have a nice creative and hope you're going to catch somebody's eye. I think our customers are demanding much more of us, and you know, we've got to stay ahead of our competitors that are also promising value and ROI. So we've got to do better. We've got to promise better.
That's great advice. Rachel James, CMO of SaaS Platform. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Rachel James. Thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. And thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can. And email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk.